also the hunters were in there. I've complicated enormously. And now, of course, our great concern is the panther in the Big Cypress, which is the largest habitat of the existing panther that we have, our state animal, of which the official count is only about 20, and whose habitat is being overrun, not only by the oil people, but the people who go in there for the deer hunting. We had to allow an 11-mile road called the Southern Road to the airfield, but they have been able to keep the hunting people from using it. But they haven't, the Everglades Park that controls the Big Cypress, have had to allow 4 crossing points for hunters who come in on 41. And there are 4 places where they're allowed to cross the road, although they are not allowed on the road. I am very anxious to see deer hunting better controlled in the Big Cypress. I would be glad to see no hunting there at all, because we'll never preserve the panther as we should until we get rid of so many hunters, whether they shoot the panther or not. It's very illegal. They're an endangered species, protected, supposed to be protected by the federal government. And I am not aware that the panther are being shot particularly, because it's a very heavy fine and jail terms and all that, and I don't know what anybody shoots a panther for. I don't know what they do with a dead body. They wouldn't get them arrested. So that may be under better control, but I don't like what they're doing about the panther habitat. I think it should be left for the panther. I think there shouldn't be any oil drilling there or any hunting there. I think it should be left for the panther. I don't like either. The state of Florida has had a program in which Colonel Brantley of the Fish and Game Commission have gotten money to study the panther. And the way they study it, I think, is nuts. They chase the panther with dogs, chase him up a tree, they shoot him with a hypodermic that anesthetizes him. He drops off the tree, supposedly into a net. Sometimes the net isn't there and he falls off and breaks bones. They put a collar on him that has batteries and a beeper, and then they let the panther go. So then, I don't know how much that part of it costs, but I know it's a lot. Then they have a helicopter for a week in each month that flies over the Big Cypress, and they get the beeps from the panther's collars and know what where the panther are. Well, all that costs an awful lot of money, and I don't believe they get any more information about the panther than about that. I've been trying to get a report from Colonel Brantley as to what they've learned about the panther, and I'm trying to get it. I hope I can. But I don't believe they've learned very much. There are people who are raising the western panther, which is very near to the our kind of panther. There are people who are raising panther in the area who know more about panthers. I am perfectly certain that the men who put the collars on them, and in putting the collar on them, they have to acknowledge that they've killed one panther, and I think they've killed another panther, and that a third has either disappeared with the collar on it or was drowned with the collar on it. To my mind, there is another death that Colonel Brantley denies, but I can't help it. I believe it. I believe there have been 3 camp, one kill that they'll acknowledge, one kill that they won't acknowledge, and one either disappeared or drowned with the collar on it. I think that's a very stupid program. Of course, I've already expressed myself to poor Colonel Brantley on the subject. But the program is discontinued since the beginning of May, I think it was, and will be resumed again in January. Well, we now, thanks to Senator Neal of Bradenton, we now have a bill passed for the Florida House, Senate and House of Representatives with an appropriation for a committee to study the panther also. And I hope that committee will be effective in proving that the collaring program is a bad one, which I believe it is. I think anybody who knows about panther, a panther with a collar on it is not the same thing as a panther without a collar on it. It's a wild animal, and it's a cat and a sensitive cat. And we believe that the collar is bad for it. And I don't see why it isn't. I think they're going to have a hard time proving that it's not bad for it. Anybody who knows about the big cats know that they are, their breeding habits, their habitats and all that are very, they're very sensitive to all kinds of conditions. So anyway, that's the situation as it is now. And you see how complicated it all is.